This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Alex Wagner. To the Daily Show, Alex Wagner.
Oh, it's a thrill and an honor,
it
as
is,
always.
It is an honor for me. This is your sixth time. You might hold the record. Congratulations.
I feel very positive
yeah,
about that.
I actually got you a monkeypox vaccine as a gift.
I want my photo in the hallway. I'll keep saying it over and over again.
And I will make sure that I have one of you.
I see two chains. I see Oprah. I need to see Alex Wagner in the hallway. And then I can stop coming on to the show.
I mean, you put me on the spot now, fine, because I do have the photo of us in my office. It's like a beautiful frame.
That's
picture.
In the Tiffany frame.
It's perfect, and no one walks past it, but it's fine.
That's for you and me, Trevor.
This is a really exciting time for everybody because your show kicks off tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? I love your Instagram bio reads, anchor at MSNBC plus person worried about the future. But don't you think that sounds a little melodramatic? What do you have to worry about the future?
What like could
the droughts?
Go wrong?
Or the climate change?
Arctic ice caps melting faster than expected. President shuffling off classified nuclear secrets to Palm Beach Resort.
What are you worried about?
Republican election deniers being elected across the country.
What are you worried about?
What could go wrong?
What are you worried about? But you know, because you travel so much and because you've talked to so many people on the ground, I've always felt like I should listen to you when you're worried because you talk to, like, America.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the biggest thing that worries
you?
And
I will say on this show, I'm going to keep talking to America. I just went down to Florida, which is a place I vow never to return to each time I go, and yet I keep going down to Florida.
That's what makes it great.
Exactly. It was 107 degrees down there, and what Governor DeSantis is doing in that state is worthy of a very close examination. So we went down there and looked specifically at the ways in which Christian nationalism has worked its way into Florida public schools, and we're going to be talking about that this week and some of the very alarming things that teachers are being trained to teach public school students on. I will say you should be worried, Trevor, because not just this is happening in Florida, but this is very much seen as a model for what's happening across the rest of the country. Ron DeSantis may be the Republican nominee for president in 2024.
Which people think of as like a good thing because they go like, oh, he's calm, you know, he has a demeanor about him. Trump is crazy, but it seems like Trump's crazy was also the reason he couldn't get things done.
Yes.
Ron DeSantis, everyone says, is like, oh, he's got all his cards, he's ready to play them.
And he has a network of conservative activists and donors and power players in his corner. I mean, this is the result. This is a harvest of multiple years of trying to figure out how to re-indoctrinate students into a certain line of conservative ideology. And DeSantis has made it happen, but he has a lot of people behind him. And there are other governors. Carrie Lake in Arizona is the Republican nominee in Arizona. And she was on the stump, I think it was yesterday, praising DeSantis and saying, am I allowed to say this on this family program?
Yeah.
That he had big dick energy, just like Donald Trump.
Oh.
Like, not even kidding. She said, BDE, if you know, you know. Big DeSantis energy. But really saying that what we needed was more big dick energy, the kind that Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump have. So that's where we are as a country, Trevor, and I'm here to tell you I'm alarmed.
You are going to be the person who is informing so many people about what's going on in the country. You know, as an anchor on a show like yours, you're in an interesting position because on the one hand, you want people to understand the state of the country. On the other hand, you don't want people to exist in a perpetual state of panic because then what happens is people start getting tired and they're like, I don't care anymore. Nothing is actually happening. How do you find that balance?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish about things, right? When things are bad, I'm going to tell you they're bad. But I also think we haven't given up on democracy. And the reality is, if you don't like what Governor Ron DeSantis is doing, I mean, I spent 10 hours in a Brevard County school board meeting. You can run for school board and stop some of this stuff from happening. You can participate in midterm elections. You can call your senators and congressmen. I mean, that stuff, as cliche as it sounds, as small ball as it sounds, it matters because the decision that the Brevard County School Board makes about whether or not kids can have book fairs again and read certain books and talk about being homosexual or transgender, that means something. And those decisions are discrete, but they are part of our larger system of governance. And I don't want people to ever lose the hope that the project of America is a fait accompli and it's a wrap, because it's not. I mean, and you can swing the pendulum back. I still believe that we generally take two steps forward and maybe 1¾ steps back.
Oh, that's a lot of one. That's a lot of steps back.
I hope. Look at you and me, Trevor. You know, I'm hosting the 9 p.m. hour of a very important cable network. You are the voice of a generation. Our stories are unlikely. We're two brown people that weren't ever supposed to be in these positions of power. And look at us. You know,
that is true.
And that's true. It's true.
Sometimes I go, the fact that it is the exception is what makes it scary a little bit sometimes.
Sure.
And so what's interesting about America when you look at it as a whole is it feels like sometimes, like in the run-up to Donald Trump, it feels like the country knew this was happening. And then people on the coasts were like, oh, that'll never happen. Trump could never have. It feels like there's a certain complacency now as people relax. You know, they want to watch Succession.
Well,
they want to read what's happening.
I mean, I want to watch Succession,
Yeah, no,
too.
But people enjoy themselves. But it seems like conservatives are being told constantly that they're under assault, that this is the end of the world, they need to run for school boards, and so they believe it and they do it. And so I'd love to know, as somebody who's going to be on MSNBC, you're in a position where you have part of your audience which is in a bubble. Many of us do, you know? How do you, or do you even think it's possible at this stage to just pop out of that bubble? Is there a way you can see, as Alex Wagner, as the journalist who's gone around the country talking to Trump supporters and, you know, Biden supporters alike, do you think there's a way you can get through to people who maybe don't agree with you?
I'm gonna damn well try. I mean, you can't just say we're only gonna talk to, like, liberals and this is for the Sella corridor. You know, like, I'm a journalist, and you are going to hear from some Republicans sometimes. Sometimes they may be critical of Donald Trump. Sometimes they may not be. But I think it is my job to show people what's happening in the world and not just what they want to see. I mean, listen, the future of the Republican Party matters not just to Republicans, but to Democrats and independents, too. If one of the two parties in this country is forever broken or populated by clowns or worse, like, we're not going to get anything done as a country.
Yeah.
We are, for better or worse, in a marriage, and we got to figure out a way to make it work, because we know what divorce kind of looks like. We tried it in 1860.
and like, well,
we can't, it didn't go so well.
So your first episode is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
If you were on the show today, don't give anything away, because you obviously you'll tease and everything, but if you were on the show today, what would be the number one story you'd be talking about?
Well, listen, I think for sure we're going to be talking about Trump and Mar-a-Lago and what exactly he was doing with those papers and the degree to which this is part of a very serious investigation at the DOJ. But I don't think, I mean, the other thing that I want everyone to focus on is the fact that we have two significant primaries tomorrow happening, Liz Cheney and Sarah Palin. And what we very well could see this week is the exit of Liz Cheney, probably the standard bearer for integrity inside the GOP, be escorted off the stage right, and for Sarah Palin, who in many ways is the proto-Trump, re-entering American politics as a Republican congresswoman from Alaska. And I think as we take stock of where the country is at, we need to take stock of where the Republican Party is at. And those two entrances and that entrance and exit tell us a lot about where we're headed in the GOP. And I think it's deeply problematic, and I think it warrants further investigation and analysis.
This is why you're the best person to host the show, because you know a lot, you travel a lot, you meet the people,
and you don't hang out with you.
You don't get overwhelmed. No, you don't get, thanks for that, I'll take it, but no. You don't get overwhelmed. Really, one thing I've always admired about you is the fact that you don't get overwhelmed by the deluge of information that's coming at you. Rather, you find a way to process all of it in one of the most fantastic ways that I've ever seen. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for joining me again. We're all going to be watching. Everybody, don't forget, Tuesday to Friday, 9 p.m., Alex Wagner.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.